I already know how to halter my horse, and I expect so do you. So what is it that I'm looking for from you in this lesson? What is the big picture? I'm looking for you to establish a comfort zone for your horse around them being halted. I'm also looking for you to identify and release any resistance or anxiety or nerves that's been involved in the process of haltering. And if it's the right time, I'm looking for you to find the joyfulness of the deep comfort zone around it. I am looking for you to have your horse actively listening and cooperative about getting their halter on. I'm looking for your horse to want to be with you, and I'm willing to bet so do you. A really important part of these lessons is that you get the real value of getting each tiny baby step into your horse's comfort zone. What can be tiny baby steps here can mean giant leaps forwards in your ridden work. Now, let me just put a drum roll and bells and whistles around that statement. What can be tiny baby steps here can mean giant leaps forwards in your saddle work. And throughout this audio lesson, at no time do you allow my suggestions to have priority over something that you feel or think you should be doing. When you're connected to your horse, you will be getting your messages about doing it your way, for you and your horse, for your safety and your joyfulness. So pay attention to that. So here's what to do when you go out to halter your horse. Notice how you feel, which is what you're doing when you go into inner awareness, or when you breathe for a quiet mind, or when you scan yourself from your head to your feet, noticing how you feel inside. Notice how you feel first, and then bring out the halter. When you're doing the horse hello, as you hold the back of your hand out, have the halter in your hand for the horse hello. There's going to be no more of this putting the halter behind the back for those of you who've been doing that. Stop and back off at any point in that approach that you feel or know or notice a change in your horse. Stop at any feeling of not quite right, or if you get a visual signal such as they look away from you or they're no longer actively listening. You can pause the audio if that happens and come back to me after they've chewed, no matter how long that takes. Does the act of bringing out the halter change the way that your horse walked up to you? It does for lots of horses, so if it does for you, then you'll just need to repeat walking up with the halter until that's in their comfort zone. It's not a big deal. It's worth these baby steps. The effects of this on your riding are worth these baby steps here. It's understandable that the halter changes things, because everything you've done on the course before this, your horse has been able to leave when they wanted to. And once that halter is on, they are really depending on you to notice and work their comfort zone. Repeat walking up to them with the halter in your hand as many times as you need to get that in their comfort zone before you go on to the rest of the lesson. That might be it for today. Who knows? There's nothing fancy here. Just make sure that you can still rub them on the neck with the halter in your rubbing hand. Stop and back off at any point that you feel or know or notice a change in your horse, however you experience not quite right, and stop, back off, and wait for the chew, no matter how long it takes. Any time that your horse does a long processing, takes a long time to chew, and does a really big yawning release, particularly with stretching, notice if you're best to walk away with this job only half done today. You'll know for yourself how big emotional releases can be exhausting. Coming back later in the day or even tomorrow can be a very good deal. Here is another thing you can do before you put the halter on. Make sure that you can still play the mirror game, that you can move them around, change speed and direction, loosen the paddock, just a step or two with the halter in your hand and have them stay in their comfort zone. Because for many horses, the halter changes things, and that needs to be fixed before you put it on. No doubt you will all be more patient than I was as I was learning this, and you won't be groaning at the idea of taking the halter away yet again, because you know now that the time you spend connecting to your horse's mind and doing nothing else is the most precious time of all. It's the time that will cause the bubbling up of joyfulness in you and your horse, and that's an experience not to miss. And the effect on your ridden work will be spectacular. I know you don't get that yet, but you're going to see that this is the key to fast-tracking brilliant riding. So use the time waiting for the chew to find the enjoyment just sitting there, allowing the thoughts and ideas to drift across your mind, the thoughts and ideas that will often be your horse communicating with you, that may even be you releasing old resistances and traumas instead of your horse. I like to hold the noseband open as an invitation for my horse to drop his nose into the noseband of the halter. If you do this, does anything change? When you start doing the halter up, pay close attention. Does any step of doing the halter up change anything? What about the movement of your hand near their eye as you start to do up the halter? Will that change anything? At every step of the haltering process, you're looking for a soft, alert horse who's happy to be with you, who's actively listening. Do your haltering slowly enough so that you notice when your horse leaves their comfort zone. And for those of you who haven't done this before, I'll bet this exercise is going to be an eye-opener. It sure as heck was for me. Look at that video of me with Sunny and what a difference the mind connection makes. And repeat this lesson as often as you need to, over as many days as you need to, until haltering is completely in your horse's comfort zone. And for those of you who make your breakthrough into joyfulness with this lesson, hooray!